Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Senior ministers will meet today to discuss the crisis in the emergency housing for Ukrainians and other refugees arriving in Ireland. More than 40 Ukrainian nationals have been left without state accommodation since Friday. An overnight facility is expected to open at Dublin Airport today. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
The government has been under fire over the lack of state accommodation for refugees arriving in Ireland as the situation deteriorated rapidly over the weekend. Today, the three coalition leaders will discuss the crisis with the ministers for integration and housing. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has confirmed that one measure on the table is increasing the €400 payment for host families. Another is paring back the level of free food in hotels in a bid to encourage people to move on. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, will also give an update on medium to long-term housing solutions. This is something NGOs have called for. At Dublin Airport, a basic overnight facility is expected to open today, and this can cater for up to 200 people. But the government has said the situation will remain difficult, with a shortfall of 15,000 beds expected by December.
Lily Orlovska, an interpreter who has been assisting refugees from Ukraine, said she had spoken to several people looking for a place to stay, but they had all to return to Dublin Airport as there was no space in City West. She said some are now reconsidering whether to seek international protection in Ireland and instead return to other European countries.
I met a young couple that went to City West and they weren't given also a place to stay. So they didn't even start filling the document because they were reluctant if they want to stay in Ireland, that they weren't welcomed in Ireland. So they are thinking of coming back to Europe, for example, to Germany, where they can be given an accommodation.
Rishi Sunak has become the clear favourite to succeed Liz Truss as UK Prime Minister after his nearest rival, Boris Johnson, withdrew from the contest for leader of the British Conservative Party. The former Chancellor of the Exchequer has well over the required 100 nominations and could become Prime Minister as soon as today. The only other candidate left, Penny Mordaunt, trails with around a quarter of that number. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
In a statement, Boris Johnson claimed he had secured the 100 nominations required, but came to the conclusion that this is simply not the right time to contest the leadership. He confirmed he tried unsuccessfully to do deals with his rivals, Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt. Boris Johnson's withdrawal from the race followed a series of setbacks, with prominent right-wing Tories coming out in favour of Mr. Sunak. Chair of the ERG group, Steve Baker, said electing Mr. Johnson would be a guaranteed disaster as he faces a parliamentary inquiry on Partygate. Mr. Johnson was thought to be able to win a vote amongst the membership if it went to them. But even if successful, he would have had the majority of the parliamentary party against him. Mr. Sunak, who secured 60% of the public declarations, now looks set to become the fifth British Prime Minister in 6 years. John Kilrain, RT News, London.
The US, France and Britain have condemned Russia's claim that Ukraine is preparing to use a radioactive so-called dirty bomb on its own territory. They said the allegation was transparently false and the world would see through any attempt to use it as a pretext to escalate the war. Russia's defence minister, Sergei Shoigu, made the claim in a series of phone calls with his Western counterparts. This morning, the British Ministry of Defence said Russia was continuing to use Iranian-made drones against targets in Ukraine, but also that Ukrainian efforts to contain the drones had been successful. A new report from the Health and Safety Authority shows there was an increase in the number of non-fatal workplace injuries last year. More than 8,200 non-fatal incidents were reported to the authority in 2021, an 8% increase on the previous year. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The Health and Safety Authority has today published its annual review of workplace injuries, illnesses and fatalities. It shows that there were 8,279 non-fatal incidents reported to the HSA in 2021, an 8% increase on the previous year. The authority says this is likely to be due in part to revived economic activity following the lifting of COVID restrictions. The most common work-related illnesses were bone, joint or muscle problems, followed by stress, depression or anxiety. Today's report also confirms that the 38 work-related deaths recorded in 2021 was the lowest figure on record.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Mist and low cloud will clear during the morning, leaving sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers will be heavy at times in the north and west, highest temperatures from 12 to 15 degrees in moderate west to southwest winds.